A number of years ago, there lived a man by the name of Job. And Job had gotten to the place that he thought he was rather intelligent. But you couldn't blame him very much because he had four PhDs working with him. But it finally got around to where God sort of stepped in. And I think, if I remember correctly, he sort of referred to those men as miserable comforters. Men who were trying to help Job to the position that he could renounce God and everything else. About that time, there was written a book which is in the Bible called the Book of Proverbs. It's the only book written to young people and for young people. So everybody in here may apply. And I thought tonight, since I have been teaching on the Christian family, or we've been filming the Christian family in sex class, I'd like to present a portion of that book, something from the Book of Proverbs, which I taught yesterday on the film. And I taught it in New York in the live class, whenever that was, when I was there a month ago or whenever it was. And the night I taught it in New York, the people were just fantastically blessed. And I'm believing that this filming of this class will not only bless hands full like those of us in here tonight, but thousands and thousands of our people around the nations of the world. There's a record in the 30th chapter of Proverbs. And when a man gets to the place that he thinks he's sort of sharp, God steps in and he asks a few simple little questions. And there are a number of questions here. In verse 18, there be three things which are too wonderful for me, yea, four which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon a rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. This last phrase was on an art board that our Pam Dibler made, which will be in the film. You'll see it. The way of a man with a maid. This is what the Christian family is all about. We've been dealing with that. And this book of Proverbs has a chapter in here, or portion of a chapter, that's the most beautiful thing in the whole world. It's not only the most beautiful thing in God's Word, but it's the most beautiful thing in the Word of God and the whole world, as far as I am concerned, regarding the wonderfulness of a woman of God. The beauty, the greatness, the magnificence that's in a wonderful woman of God. I've taken the time to translate some of this section and bring it more in line with the usage of the vernacular of our time. In other words, words which are more commonly knowledgeable to our people. I would have also have liked to have rewritten it for our men, because I think our men need it also. But as yet I've not had time. Someday I may have the guidance and time and the ability and accomplish this responsibility. But tonight it'll have to stay just exactly where it is for you beautiful, beautiful women of God. Mrs. Werwell and I were seated in a home in India a number of years ago in a Jain home. Jains are high caste Hindus, just tremendous people. And we were in this Jain home, and they brought to us and showed us the most valuable ruby in the whole world. They had it, kept it in their home. And at that time, the estimate was that it perhaps was worth a little over $400,000. And it was, as far as I know or know of it, and I am not very knowledgeable in a lot of these fields of rings, but it was like a perfect ruby. I remember when we saw it, it looked just like jelly inside, whichever way you turn. Or what's that stuff you eat for dessert? Jello. Whichever way you looked at it, when it turned, it was just like it floated on the inside, just like jello or jelly flipping back and forth. It was just gorgeous. And we were tremendously impressed with that most expensive ruby in the whole world, that these people would bring it just out in front of us, and there we were, our family, and they laid it out, showed it to us, passed it around. And yet, the Bible says that a woman of God is more precious than many rubies. Therefore, a woman of God must be a fantastic creature. Must be something that if and when you have found that wonderful woman of God, you must have something that is absolutely invaluable. No money could buy it. The record of that wonderful woman is written in the 31st chapter of Proverbs, and it begins with the 10th verse. Perhaps, are you too warm out here? Good. Throw the switch. So, Howard, turn it on. If you get too cold, let me know. We'll warm it up. Always aim to satisfy. Before I get into the teaching of this, let me lay a few things on you. Number one, I'm going to list for you tonight from verse 10 through verse 31, 40 admirable traits of this woman of God that I have seen in these verses. Now, you may be able to find others, but I at least have found 40 in here, and I'm going to share them with you in this teaching session tonight. Also, this section of God's Word is one of the few places that's known as an acrostic. A-C-R-O-S-T-I-C. The word acrostic, and there are only a few of them, we have some Psalms, a couple of them, but the word acrostic means that every verse starts with a letter of the alphabet. You don't see that in the King James here or in any other translation. You'd have to read it in Estrangelo Aramaic to see what I'm saying to you. But every verse starts with a letter of the alphabet. For instance, verse 10, the first word in verse 10 begins with a word that starts with an A, the Aleph, which is the first letter of the Estrangelo or Hebrew Aramaic language. Verse 11 is the alphabet Beth. And then your 12 is Gamel, 13th is Dalet, 14th is Hay, 15th is Vav, 16th is Zain, 17th is Haith, 18th is Taith, 19th is Yod, 20th is Kaf, 21 is Lamed, 22 is Mem, 23 is Nun, 24 is Samech, 25 is Ion, 26 is Pei, 27 is Sade, 28 is Kof, 29 is Resh, 30th is Sheen, and 31 is the 22nd letter of the alphabet, Tau. Now that whole section dealing with this wonderful woman of God, God has set within His Word like an acrostic. In the first verse, in this 10th verse, the first verse I want to read, verse 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above $400,000. Who can find? You see, when you just read that in English, it seems to imply nobody. You know, where can you find? The implication seems to be nobody. That's not true. Who can find? is a figure of speech used in the Bible for emphasis. The figure of speech is called erotes, E-R-O-T-E-S-I-S, or erotesis. And this figure is an interrogating question for thoughtfulness or for consideration. So what God is endeavoring to say here is to give us an interrogating question for thoughtfulness, for deep consideration. Not that the woman cannot be found. The word virtuous means strong in all ways. Who can find a strong woman in all ways, mentally, physically, spiritually? Her price, the price of that kind of a woman who is strong mentally, spiritually, physically, in every other way, her price is far above rubies. Do you know there's a woman mentioned in the Bible as a virtuous woman? Do you know who it is? Ruth. Ruth. The ancestor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. She got married to Boaz. Right. She is mentioned as a virtuous woman. She was strong mentally, physically, spiritually. She was a great, wonderful woman of God. In this particular verse, I have two admirable traits that I have marked. Number one, she is strong. Secondly, invaluable.